Wake up.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, catch uppers. Thanks for clicking the old download button. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it's been a big week. A great week, I should say. Some great podcasts coming to you guys. And today we've stepped it up even more.
Have we? Have we done that?
We put Andy Lee on the show for you.
Oh, true. He's like the number one podcast in Australia, his one. So by him coming on our podcast, does that mean that we're like number two?
Well, you'd hope our downloads would go through the roof if he is the number one.
Yeah, no, that's a good point, actually. Probably should be number one. apart from Andy Lee on the show today, we do have other fun stuff for you. We've got Screw Up Fridays, of course, like we do every Friday.
Good one this week.
Yeah. I like it because it's more you focus than me.
I know.
It hasn't happened a lot recently.
We also had Josh, the winner of Love Island, and his missus, what's her name? Anna?
Yeah.
Yeah, they came off. I forgot her name for a sec. They joined us. I went to school with him, and my dad was his teacher. So we actually read his year five report card back to him.
Oh, cute. That's adorable.
It was adorable.
Oh, yeah, I was there. That's right. I remember. Yeah,
I was going to say, do you not remember it?
No.
My favorite thing as well was the gender reveal break we did today.
I did not like it.
Ellie's having a baby, and she did something in the most crazy way possible.
You know, my family listened to this, and they're probably going to think, oh, what? Ellie's pregnant, and we're finding out through a podcast?
Well, you'll hear the audio of what Ellie did, mum and dad, if you... If you are listening.
Disclaimer, I'm not pregnant, but enjoy the podcast.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Now, this Sunday, we've all been waiting for it for a while. Hamish and Andy's Perfect Holiday finally premieres on Channel 9. 7 p.m. it kicks off. And the one and only Andy Lee joins us now. Morning, Andy.
Josiah, Ellie, how are you guys going?
Good, mate. We're so excited. The promos, there's that scene where you're on the bus... And Hamish looks like he's about to crap his Dax and you're going on like a bus race. How scary was that?
Well, at the end of it, as people will see, we left it in the edit. I got surprised. The way this show works is we surprise each other each alternate day with the day's activities. But Hamish knows that I have a bus license and he submitted me in a figure eight bus race. So the track is a figure eight. There's no kind of tunnel or bridge in the middle. So it's fine when everyone starts because the bus is all together. But as the field kind of lengthens, you end up catching your tail and it becomes a bit of a demolition derby in the middle. And so, yes, I was petrified at times on the end of the race. I go, sorry, I didn't say much because I literally didn't say anything. I kind of forgot we're doing a television show and just was hanging on for dear life.
Was there any DAC crapping that happened? Did you have to change your underwear afterwards? Or
no, I think, I mean, there's a couple of moments that I was kind of too focused and adrenaline going. There was a couple of moments where I can see Hamish. We're in little harnesses to stay in the seats, but there's a moment where there's a bus coming, it's going to T-bone us, and we're going quite fast, and Hamish pulls down both straps in his harness and holds back, and through his helmet, you can see the whites of his eyes as he realises that this is going to go very poorly.
Oh, Jesus. How many times in your friendship do you reckon you and Hamish have tried to kill each other? I feel like there's a lot.
Well, I mean, I think we're naively confident in nearly everything we go into, despite all these years of things not going right. So even though we do end up having little scary situations, beforehand, we don't really contemplate it. We're just bloody excited to do it. It's normally the aftermath. We're having a beer going, geez, that was a bit hairier than we thought.
You're such boys.
I know. I feel like you guys need to be on the cast of Jackass or something next. That's the next... adventure.
Hey, I want to go back to you saying that you were have your bus license, because I'm in the middle of planning one of my best mates' bucks at the moment, and we're taking a busload of boys up, and the only thing we don't have is a driver. So if you want to volunteer your time, that'd be awesome.
Yep, no problem at all. I can even grow a moustache. I'll certainly wear shorts because no bus drivers are allowed to wear pants. Socks pulled up, and I'll find myself a vest. Yep. Lock me in.
Appreciate it, mate.
Oh, my God. I want to jump. There's a pub in Echuca that I want to visit, and I don't want to drive home. So can I lock you in too?
Well, I could just drive you in my car for that, Ellie. It doesn't seem like we need the bus.
Hey, I've got heaps of friends, Andy, all right? I've got heaps of friends.
Okay.
Hey, Andy Lee, the show is called Perfect Holiday, which kicks off 7 p.m. Sunday night on Channel 9. Now, you are a resident and you often come up to the Goulburn Valley and you do holiday up here as well. So we thought we might use you and your expertise now to construct the perfect holiday in the Goulburn Valley. Can you help us out?
Yeah, perfect.
Forget the Canadian wilderness and the Colorado Rockies. We don't care about that. We want to know your perfect holiday in the Goulburn Valley.
Yep. Well, obviously, I'll drive the bus.
Of course.
We'll head to Colbo during lambing season because lambs are cute, and that's perfect Instagram fodder.
Yeah. True.
Normally, I head to my cousin's farm for that. I'm sure he'll open it up to the public for the perfect holiday. We'll get it up on a travel agent's site. But, yeah, Marty Berger and Kate there. They'll take you at their sheep farm. And then we've got to travel to Stanhope to visit the factory there,
the
dairy factory.
Yeah.
Try some cheese. I wouldn't spend more than 15 minutes there. But then up the road to my uncle and auntie's at Stanhope, just outside, where we'll swim in the channel.
Brilliant.
I know you're not meant to. And look, make sure if you are going to swim in channels, guys, don't dive in. Check the depth, et cetera, et cetera. But we'll go do a bit of that. And then I reckon a bit of backyard cricket in Gagari with my other cousins, Emma and Luke, and their kids, Kale, Sam.
Okay.
I think that'll round it out.
We weren't asking for, like, the Lee family reunion.
Yeah,
can I come? Can Jay, like, you? I feel like this is very specific to your family.
You tell me what the perfect holiday is, and I was like, that is the perfect holiday, just catching up and having beers and playing backyard cricket.
I can guarantee everyone listening right now would come on a Lee family holiday road trip. Yeah, that sounds perfect to me, mate.
Well, just for the bus driver alone, you know what I mean? All right. Well, Andy Lee, we're looking forward to watching your and Hamish's perfect holiday this Sunday night. Can't wait to see you nearly die, my friend. Thanks for coming on the show.
Awesome. Love being on the show, guys. Take care.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
I want to say a big congratulations to a lady of the name Paige Jin. She has finally...
it's like when you read a book, you get a page in, and then you find out what happens.
It's Paige Jin. If you put the two names together. She she's pregnant and she's giving birth. She doesn't know the gender. And so it's 2019. What does everyone do? Gender reveal.
Love them.
I hate them. And we've talked about this on the show before. Now, you love a gender reveal. If you were pregnant right now, what would you do? What's the ultimate gender reveal?
I mean, I feel like I'd probably just go with the tried and tested balloon, pop the balloon, what comes out? Blue or pink.
Ellie's the sort of girl that also loves it, wants Gav to propose with a flash mob.
Yeah, because I like surprises and I like big events, but I don't want the surprise to be when my baby's coming out of me because I need to prep for it.
Well, that's what a gender reveal is. So
exactly.
You've got a few months out. When would you do a gender reveal? Is it after the 12-week mark?
Yeah, straight up. When the doctor knows, I want to know, but like maybe a couple of days after.
So the most common one is you pop a balloon, like you said, and a pink falls out. Oh, congratulations, it's a girl. Or you pop it and it's blue. Or I've seen people do donuts in their car and blue smoke comes up. I've seen everything.
Yeah.
This one takes the cake. Paige is a woman of my heart, and Ellie, I think you're going to hate her.
Oh.
Paige revealed... this is so good. Paige revealed the gender of a new baby through a fart.
Josiah, I'm going to ban you from running in audio that I have not pre-approved to go on this show.
Play it one more time.
I don't want to play it.
Goulburn Valley, it is the best video you'll see all day. Hit GV on Instagram. Get there right now. Or hit Goulburn Valley on Facebook. The video is up right now. We've had to blur it because you see a bare butt. And what happens is there's a video of her. She's quite pretty and she's laying down on the floor. She farts and a little puff of smoke comes out of her butt. Then the camera pans to her friends, who obviously, as you can hear, cheering, going nuts because they're pumped for their friend. She's having a baby boy.
You know what's not... notably there in this video, the father.
Good point.
Yeah, of course he's given up on her if this is what she does. Girls don't do that.
I tell you what, I wish I was the father to her baby because she is actually genuinely a funny girl. You know what, if I did a radio show with her, we might actually laugh on this show. What would you, so you'd have some cringeworthy flash mob that would celebrate, oh, look, it's a boy, they're throwing blue.
Oh, actually, yes.
Imagine that, they all throw streamers in the air and they're blue. That's what you would do.
And I get people coming, like, doing, like, Brandy and Monica's, the boy is mad, and they'd be flash mobbing down Wyndham Street just having a dance. Yes,
see,
I love it.
This is why I'm going to marry Paige and not you. Oh, wait, she's got a boyfriend, a husband, or whatever it is, doesn't she? But
we don't know. I don't think she does. I reckon he would have broken up with her after that.
A big congratulations to Paige Jin for the lovely birth or incoming birth of a baby boy.
I'm not getting on board with this.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Last night, Love Island wrapped up and Josh, the boy from Sydney, ended up walking away with not only 50 grand, but love as well with Anna. He joins us now live from Fiji. Morning, Josh.
Good morning. How are you going?
Good, Josh. How good's love, mate? You've walked away with a real prize, haven't you?
I have, mate. I have. I've actually got Anna next to me.
Two for the price of one. Morning, Anna.
Morning.
Where are you guys right now, dare I ask? Are you in the bedroom?
We are in the bedroom. Yeah, we're at this perfect resort actually. We're right on the beachfront, so we've got the windows open and we're looking out at. I think it's one of the top 10 beaches in the world, to be honest. But they've done it pretty nicely.
You got 25k each, plus you found love. Be honest, what's better, the money or the love? Because I reckon I'd take the money.
Mate, the love. I said it to Anna as well. Like they could have added. 3-0 to that, and I still would have done the same thing. Aww. You can't walk away from this at the end of the day. What we have is special, and we know that. Yeah. We really haven't found a connection like this in the past, so can't go and take the money, mate, when we'll be spending it on alcohol to lick the wounds.
That's why you've won, mate.
Are you going to be setting up a joint bank account for the money, or are we splitting it halfway?
We discussed that actually last night. We're looking to share it. So what we really want to do is just get out of Australia, let our hair down. Yeah. On the show, you only get a maximum of one drink a night.
Stop it.
And we're both like, oh, we can't wait to, have a proper drink. So
50 grand is really a lot of pina coladas. So I feel like that's going to go a long way.
Yeah. So
we had pina coladas last night. Yeah.
I love a pina colada.
Yeah. We did have a few.
Hey,
yeah, hey. So we really want to go to Bali or Thailand and just have a good time for 2 weeks.
Yeah, come in January. I'll be there. We can hang out.
Yeah, well, that could be a plan.
Well, you guys can make friends because, Josh, you and I went to school together, mate. We were already friends from back in our Sydney days, weren't we?
I thought I recognised your voice, Josiah. Yeah, mate. It's been a while, so I haven't really had a chat with you for a while. How have you been?
Yeah, good, bro. Good to catch up on the radio.
Josiah's on this show every day. We don't care about him. We want to know more about you guys.
Josh, what do you remember about me from school besides my good looks?
Mate, I don't remember you being that good looking, to be honest.
Yeah, thank you. Keep going. Maybe we can keep this chat going.
You wouldn't be going on Love Island Season 3, that's for sure.
I thought about it, that's for sure. Well, my dad was actually your teacher. What year? Was it year 5, Josh?
Yeah, mate, year 5. He was a good bloke in memory. I remember him being a big Canberra Raiders supporter, so he's probably still licking the wounds.
Yeah, I know. I was there at the grand final where we lost, mate. But I asked Dad for a bit of a comment on you, and he said to me, and he sent me this on Facebook last night. He said he thought you could have been a doctor, a lawyer, or a judge, or a politician. You're a smart boy. Or maybe he was talking about your brother, Luke. And he said to say, now look at you, you're winning Love Island instead. So he's very pumped for you, mate.
Oh, no, I'm glad to hear, mate. I'm glad he remembers me too. We did actually have a really good bond, me and your old man. So, yeah, I'd love to have a chat with him, actually. I bumped into him a few years ago and we had a real good yarn. So it's time for me to have another chat. But
I've literally taken after him.
I haven't let him down and you never know. I might still become one of those things. So.
I've taken after Dad by talking too much. That's why I'm on the radio, Josh. But I did manage to get your year 5 report card. Are you a bit nervous about what I'm going to read? Anna, are you ready to hear what Josh was like in year 5?
I can't wait.
Okay, here we go. Dad wrote, Joshua is a popular, reliable and capable student, right?
Popular makes sense, winning Love Island.
The rest of it's actually quite good. To be honest, it's quite good. I'll go fast forward to the last line. He loves most facets of school life, especially sport. Joshua will continue to do well as he develops mature revision and study routines.
How did your study revision technique go? Did it come to fruition?
I remember most of my time in the class. I was probably put in the naughty corner. I was trying to be the class clown back then, and I think he's done me good on that report card, to be honest with you.
I think you and I were similar, Josh. Whenever a teacher writes they love sport, basically means that they don't like being in class.
yeah, that's right, mate. I spent most of the time out of class, if we're to be honest. I was put out. I was too much of a distraction to the other boys and girls. So.
Well, there we go. If there's any year fives listening now, you've set them up for a good future, Josh. Congratulations to the two of you. What's it from here? Are you going to be moving in together? What's the plan?
Yeah, so today, unfortunately, we have to part ways. Obviously, Anna lives in Melbourne. I live in Sydney. Mm. But we will probably start getting the separation anxiety over probably the next 2 or 3 days. So I'm planning on coming down to Melbourne probably Monday. And I just want to spend time with Anna and her family. Then Anna will probably come to Sydney. And then we will go off on a holiday. So that's the plan probably over the next month or so.
Oh, well done, mate. Well deserved. If you guys are down in Melbourne and feel like a little road trip up to the Goulburn Valley, make sure you hit us up and we'll go for a beer, guys. Congratulations.
Thanks, mate. I will, mate. I'll give you a shout. Yeah, I'll be there this week.
Yeah, you won the money, so your money, so you shout. So.
Yeah. Pina coladas for everybody.
For everyone. For the whole bar.
Exactly. Oh, Josh and Anna, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, guys.
See you,
guys.
See you, mate.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie. Miss something or want to hear it again?
Get the catch up at hit.com.au or download the Hit app.
If you use Facebook and if you use your iPhone, I'm so sorry to say, but someone could be watching you guys.
Oh, here we go. I'm on Facebook on my phone right now. Should I give him a wave? G'day, guys.
Yeah.
How you going?
But this is my most concerning thing, right? And you've got it with your laptop. You've got it with your phone. Like, these devices are on you 90% of the time, right? Like, often we'll go to the toilet and we'll have our phones with us. Like, I'm woman enough to admit that every now and again while I'm having a wee.
How can you prove this, though, Ellie, like that someone's watching us while you do your wees? Because they've been saying this for years. There could be someone behind that camera. We kind of just forget about it.
Yep.
Is there proof that there is?
There is. Twitter user Joshua Maddox has come out and documented the glitch. So he's gone on Twitter and he shared a video that shows Facebook actively using his camera in the background. So he's on Facebook, but it's not like a full screen and he can see in the background his camera's on.
That's scary.
I know. Because, like, there's nothing worse when you go to, like, take a photo. You enter, you get your camera open on your phone and it's underneath you and you look up and you see 7 million chins.
Oh, it's the worst. The worst,
like,
isn't it?
It's like, is that what I really look like?
Happens to me on Snapchat all the time. Oh. Like, no, wait till I get that filter before you start putting selfie mode on.
Exactly. Whenever I FaceTime my boyfriend as well, he always teases me because I always lie there like this. And you can't see this on radio, but what I'm doing is putting my arm above my head and I'm flattening out the creases in my forehead because I've got a lot of creases in my forehead. I need Botox if anyone wants to talk me up, 13, 12, 16. And I get really self-conscious of it. I only notice it when I'm on FaceTime.
But he's your boyfriend of like a year and a half now. He wouldn't care.
That's why he teases me. He's just like, oh, don't worry about your wrinkles. It's fine, babe.
Does he'd have some as well, though, at his age?
Nah, you can just tell my boyfriend's going to be a silver fox.
Yeah, he'll be hot when he's older,
won't
he?
He's going to get hotter the older he gets, whereas I'm already starting to decline. At the age of 28.
You got to wrap that thing up before
I know, right?
Make sure he gets on one knee or pops a baby out before he realises.
Yeah, I'm going to have to. But I'm really scared about this Facebook glitch. Like, not that I'm ever doing anything bad. But what if I'm getting changed?
Well, that's the thing. Is there anyone watching this camera thing or is your camera just open? Because if your camera's just open, it's just your phone and no one else cares, fine. But if there's some Russian spy or American detective staring at you get changed or staring at you do a wee, that's a bit scary.
Well, that's the thing. And like if this is just a glitch in Facebook, surely it's not just a glitch. Surely it's a hacker who's gone in and activated the camera.
All right.
Then where are they going to stop?
Here we go.
Oh, no.
I'm a hacker, right?
Yeah,
I'm from Russia. Hello, how are you going? I hack yours.
The worst. A Russian is like this. Hello, my name is Olga and I like to drink vodka.
Russian isn't my strongest accent. We know that, Ellie. Right, so I hack your camera. Tell us an afternoon in the life of Ellie. What are we going to see? Like, be honest. What are we going to see that you do?
Yeah, actually, that's a good point. I don't have anything to be worried about because honestly, all you'll see is me napping for like 5 hours.
Hit breakfast
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Now, before we start, just remember these two get paid to be on the radio. It's Josiah and Ellie's Screw Up Friday.
I've not really looked forward to Screw Up Fridays as much as I do today's. Because you feature way more prominently than me and I'm happy about it.
Yeah, I had a bit of a shocker this week. Got tongue-tied a couple of times.
That was the only issue, really. You didn't really say many stupid things or, you know, jokes that fell flat. That's generally where I come into it.
Yeah.
But you did get very tongue-tied.
I'm looking forward to hearing this. This is where we highlight the best moments of our worst moments for this week. Every other show likes to highlight the highlights of the week.
Nah.
We don't do that.
Nah.
We're
we don't
humans.
Have any highlights. That's the problem.
We're just like you guys, human beings. We stuff up at our jobs and we're not afraid to embrace it.
Yeah. So let's listen, hey? The best of the worst moments of this week. Last night, of course, was the finale of The Block. Congrats to Tess and Luce. We're going to be speaking to them just after 8 o'clock.
Luce, he's a legend.
Did I say Luce? I'm loose today. Tess and Luce.
They had a loose night. We spoke to them. We're going to be speaking to them when? Just after 8 o'clock this morning as well.
Yes, we are.
I feel like we haven't spoken about AFL in a while, but Brody Grundy, I should say. Grundy, it's my favourite name in the AFL, Grundy Undies. We'll be back We'll be back. We'll be back. We'll be back Monday, guys. We'll be back Monday from 6. Yeah, one of those new three, the new songs. You're saying you went for a sound that is a Frank Ocean slashed mixed in with a bit of Frank Ocean and Frank Sinatra, two of my favourite singers of all time, mate. What love do you choose? The Bachelorette's love? Can't even say that word. Or your own kids? The cup that we covered in salt.
Sorry, say that again.
The cup that we covered in salt.
Okay.
They couldn't charge him. Oh, they charged him on the young Offenders Act. I have no idea what that is. You've chucked it on there, but yeah. It sounds fun.
Yeah, it's right up my alleyway. Alleyway? Alley.
Hey, but up next, it is can't talk. It is Remembrance Day. Hard to say if you're a slow talker like me. Can't talk. Can't even say that word. Can't talk.
Josiah's tongue-tiedness shining through once again.
It's been a fun week, guys.
Yeah,
and
sure
what's weird is I slept pretty good. I've had an easier week, so I shouldn't be stuffing up. But let's be honest, there'll never be a day I don't.
Yeah, no, true. You know what? You and me both, brother. We're in this together. Hit.com today. Use the place to go to get our catch-up. Every single Screw Up Fridays episode we've ever done. You can find it there.
Are we ready?
The catch-up with Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, let's talk about important stuff. At the moment, there are fires raging out of control in New South Wales and Queensland. We know that.
Yeah, today is meant to be a really bad day again. It's gone back up to severe. It's not catastrophic, but it's gone up to severe, the warning, across the Greater Sydney Basin and a lot of New South Wales. So everyone's bracing once again today.
Yeah, and some of the victims in these bushfires have, of course, been the animals because they don't have the word of warning that there's a fire coming. You know, they don't have Facebook to tell them to get out. So we have seen a lot of animals, unfortunately, pass away. Tilia is in with us at the moment. She heads up the GV pet adoption. Morning, Tilia.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Are you all wanting to help out the animals affected by this crisis? Is that right?
Yeah. So we feel so awful for people and animals that have been through the recent bushfires, but being an animal rescue, we sort of have the supplies and a bit of knowledge about animals, so we thought that's where we'd try to help out. So there's a lot of wildlife that's been affected by the fires of the koalas. I'm sure everyone's seen the photos of them with all the burns and everything, and it's completely heartbreaking to know, like, our own wildlife, our native animals are in such a crisis.
Yeah.
So what we're trying to do is come up with basically make up a donation pack to send to the organisations that are dealing with the impact of the bushfires. So basically we're reaching out to the community to see if there's anyone out there that would like to add to the donation drive of what we're going to create ourselves and make up. So, yeah, basically we've got just a little list of things that people can donate if they want.
So before we get into that list and what it does, how do people get in touch and how the people listening now donate? Because as a community, this is the times we band together to help other Aussies, isn't it? So important.
Exactly. And that's the thing. Like, that's what being Australian's all about. We are a community. No matter how far away we are, we're all still a community. But, basically people can get in touch with us on our Facebook page. We've got an Instagram page and a website. So you can search us. We're called GV Pet Adoption. But on Facebook, it'll be Goulburn Valley Pet Adoption and Rehoming. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Good on you. Because you feel so much for the people who've lost their houses and their lives as well. But, yeah, there's just this whole other stretch of animals that we don't even think about.
Yeah, make sure you get involved now, guys, because you are going to be sending it next week. Is that right? So don't wait. Do it now. Do it over the weekend. Dig deep. Be generous. Because do you know what breaks my heart? Because we're both animal lovers. Well, everyone listening, you can't not be an animal lover. Sorry, Ellie is as well.
So, I hate animals so much.
Is humans, not all have been lucky enough to escape, but we have more of an opportunity and a chance because we speak. Whereas some of the animals, what breaks your heart is when you think, and I try not to think about it because it makes me upset, they can't escape. A koala sits there, they have no idea what's going on.
No.
And that's why so many have died. So there's one way we can help out. And so thank you for what you're doing.
That's okay.
And thank you so much for bringing in these two little kitty cats. You've brought in some 5-week-old kittens and I just can't deal with
it. So on a local level as well, you do have lots of animals that need adopting and need homes.
Yes.
If anyone sees a photo, actually I'll upload it to the HitGV Instagram page now, of these two. If you don't call up and adopt these two cats, you have no heart. They are the cutest things ever.
They're not available for adoption just yet, Desire. They have to be vetted. They're still a little bit little, but if someone is interested, they're in about 7 or 8 weeks' time, they'll be ready and then they can be adopted.
Oh, I want them. I want them so bad. All right. Well, make sure you do check out the Goulburn Valley Pet Adoption Facebook page if you want to help out. Tilia, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
That's okay. Thanks so much for having me in, guys.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Congratulations to Angie Kent. and Carlin. Last night they fell in love, guys.
No doubt in my mind now that I feel like you are the perfect guy for me. And I'm completely falling in love with you.
What are you doing to me?
Sounds like she likes a boring life ahead of her, because that guy is as the personality of a plank of wood.
Their kiss was very open mouthed.
Everything, though, from the start of the series to their dates to their last date they had together, it looks so boring. He's a boring guy. Not to, he's still married as well.
Yeah, I know, but married people can be in love too.
I mean, they can. Maybe finalise your divorce before you jump on The Bachelorette is my tip, I reckon.
Hey, no, he's found love. Stop ruining love for everybody, Josiah.
I was team Tim the whole way.
Well, I'm glad you brought up Tim, because Australia's hearts have collectively broken for Tim. He was the long-haired Yahoo who was a bit of fun, a bit cheeky.
I got a lot of messages. I said this on the show yesterday, that he looks like me if I ever hit the hammer.
Yeah, do you know what? To be fair, very true. He took it like an absolute champ when he got rejected.
But I think a part of me...
Don't cry. Do not cry. Hey. Hey.
It was so emotional. It was some good television. He consoled her. He was like, it's fine. Don't worry. Carlin's a good dude. I'm not going to judge you for it.
He's as scattered as me as well, isn't he?
He's just like, sweet, let's go to the deck. You know, like he's excited to get back to Partyville. No, but then he did something that was the thing I took away from the episode that didn't sit with me quite right. So he got dumped by Angie, took it really well, probably the best out of any of the people who've been dumped on The Batch in the past. But then he whips out this ring and says, look, I want you to have something just to remember me by, to remember our time by, and gives her this ring, which I'm sure if it had gone the other way would have been a commitment ring, right? But he still gives it to her anyway. And puts it on her finger.
And then my favourite, do you know what my favourite bit of the whole episode is?
What?
He puts the ring on her finger and then he goes, hey, if you guys end up breaking up, I'm right here, eh?
Yeah.
What a legend.
So romantic. So romantic. But then Carlin comes along and she professes her love to Carlin and he gives her a ring as well. And you look at her hand, she's not wearing Tim's ring anymore. So the producers obviously come and said, oh, you can't wear that when you're going like with Carlin.
Yeah,
so
but take she would have kept it because it was worth a fair bit of money.
Well, that's the thing. Do you keep it? That's what I want to talk about this morning, 13, 12, 16. Do you keep stuff that your ex has given you?
Like a wedding ring, for example, or anything in general?
Anything in general. We'll open it up this morning on 13, 12, 16. Have you got something that you're still using of your ex's?
What about Gav, when that story you told a few months ago about what he still got from his ex? This blows my mind, this story.
No, it's really handy. You guys think it's weird. I don't. He's still got like makeup wipes and shampoo and conditioner from his ex-girlfriend. But it's really handy because then when I stay there, I can use the makeup wipes.
Oh, my God. There's so much I have to say about this.
It's so good because I'm like, oh, God, I forgot my makeup wipes. He's like, don't worry, babe. Here you go.
This is what's her name.
These are so-and-so's. Wait, I can't remember. Was this one or this one? I can't remember. It's one of them.
Do you feel bad about wiping it? When you wipe your face, are you picturing her as you do it with her makeup wipes?
Not at all. They're, you know what? They're a really cheap brand too.
Oh.
So I'm like, oh, she's obviously really cheap.
That is the best thing. I think that Gav would have chucked that away as soon as they break up. Like, what do you need that for?
I don't know. Do guys use makeup wipes?
No.
Gav wears a full face every day.
So. I was going to say, if Gav does in his own time. Well, everyone has an item of clothing and stuff. I still have, like, pairs of shoes. Like, I couldn't even tell you which of my outfits are from the ex. Like, it all just ends up blending. No, as in.
Did you have a sugar mama?
I wish. It all just ends up blending into one, though, because you've got a shirt from her, you got some shoes from her, you got some Gucci loafers from her.
Oh, jeez. All right. You did have a sugar mama. Who buys the Gucci loafers? Are you kidding me? Yes, 13, 12, 16. Get involved this morning, Goulburn Valley. What do you still have of your exes? Maybe it is the wedding ring. Maybe it's just something like your Gucci loafers, because I'm sure everyone's got a Gucci loafer-related story out there. Let's go to Georgia from Shep. Georgia, do you?
Yeah, I do. It's a pretty big thing as well. Can't really get rid of it. It's a dog.
Oh, that's true.
It's not like a child. How does it work out? Is it 50% of the time, or do you just have it?
Well, he actually ended up moving overseas, so I just have this dog full time now.
Really?
But it's so awkward, you know, you start dating someone new and they go, oh, cute dog. How long ago did you get it? And you go, like a couple of years ago, like graze over the details.
Was it his dog to begin with, or was it one you bought together?
We bought it together. He bought it technically for a birthday for my...
Oof, that hurts. So is it, George, every time you see your dog, which I'm guessing is every day, all day, every day, does it remind you of him?
A little bit. Yeah. I hate to say it, yeah.
Well, don't tell your new boyfriend, though. Hopefully he's not listening now. Thanks for your call, girlfriend.
Thanks, guys.
Are we ready?
The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie. Oh my God. Have you seen this?
Shut up.
It's Josiah and Ellie's Headline of the Week.
All right, this is the first headline of the week, which will actually make you think. Usually I just grab the weird and wacky headlines that have made news each week because let's face it, there's heaps of them each week. But this morning's has really stuck out to me. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, blow my mind, Ellie.
Murderer who briefly died in hospital goes to court to claim he served his life sentence.
She saw this on the news. Fascinating story, isn't it?
Right, because technically his life has ended, so therefore he should get out of prison because he served his life sentence.
Well, he died, right? Mm. So he was pronounced dead and he came back to life.
Mm.
So he's pronounced dead. Life sentence, though, does that mean dying or does life sentence mean you spend your whole life in jail?
Well, I mean, if either of those definitions are right, he's still right because he's been reborn. By dying. I mean, to be honest, if you've got any knowledge of the legal system, often a life sentence will carry years attached to it.
You'd think so. You should have got your dad on for this story because he was a former judge.
Yeah, I should have. But like murderers, for example, they can get, you know, say a serial killer who's killed five people may get five life sentences and then it equates to 300 years or something.
This guy, do we know how long he's meant to have spent? Because he's trying to get out a bit early now because of this, isn't it? And if he's successful,
yeah.
The amount of people that'll try, you know, dying and coming back in jail would be phenomenal.
I know. It's insane.
Common sense has to prevail in a situation like this.
Yeah, I feel like there'll be some years attached to his sentence on top of the lifeness.
Fascinating story, though.
Yeah, it is. Made me think, that's for sure. How about this headline? It's just bizarre. It's such a weird... Who took the time to write this? I don't know. Ranking the dwarves in Snow White by how well we'd get on as housemates. What do you mean?
Who's got the time to write an article like that?
Good thinking. Like, it's a good thing to think about.
Can you do that on the radio on Monday, that story? I'm interested, actually.
Okay. I mean, I suppose I get along with sleeper pretty well because I'm pretty sleepy.
That's you. You nap every afternoon. Sleepy is your heart.
You get along with hungry?
Yeah, hangry. If there was a hangry dwarf, that'd be me as well.
If there was an aggro dwarf, you and him on a Tuesday would be best mates.
If there was a hilarious dwarf, that'd be me.
Moving on. That would not be you. Sometimes I just need to ignore the stuff you say. Bachelorette has, of course, been in the news a lot this week. This is my favourite Batch-related headline. Angie risks malaria in a swamp to declare her love for Carlin. Good point. Like, did you see that episode last night? Finale aired last night. They were literally in a swamp.
I know. We're going to be talking about it more in your trendy entertainment at 7:30, but they had no love, those two,
in their date.
And then Tim and her had so much love. The producers couldn't have edited it that way, and then she went and chose the guy that she's barely in love with.
Yeah, I know, and stood in a swamp to do so.
I know.
Good on her. A lot of effort went into that.
Hope you enjoy boring love.
Finally, the last headline of the week is accompanied by a picture. I want to talk about the picture first, the thumbnail. It's of Moby, the DJ. He's holding out his arms. He's got two tattoos, brand new tattoos on his arms. Up one arm is tattooed the word animal. Up the other arm is tattooed the words rights.
Oh, and I thought that photo was fake. It's 100% real.
It's real. The headline, to recap it, I think Moby might be vegan.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Let's talk about the GV with Channel 9's Lexi. Let's talk about the GV with Channel 9's Lexi. Let's talk it out, Lexi.
Lexi Junawick from Channel 9, the most well-spoken person in the Goulburn Valley.
Oh, sometimes I have my moments, but good morning to you guys.
Good morning, Lex. Girlfriend. Now tell us, what has been making news around the GV this week? I've read breaking news last night that the merged aged care facility, which was looking like it was definitely going to be closed down, may not be anymore. Is that correct?
Well, following a liquidators meeting last week when they said that they've got, you know, some great offers on the table, our federal member, Damien Drum, has gone out and said DP Jones is staying open, end of story. So if that's not a really positive sign that it will be staying open, I don't know what is.
Yeah.
But as we know, Mr. Drum, who is a great member, but he got in a bit of hot water recently for kind of letting the cat out of the bag that the Moira Shire would be receiving drought funding, and he had to kind of pedal back and say that's been delayed. But, you know, I think, you know, we can trust the fact that he said DP Jones is staying open is a confident thing, but definitely one to keep tabs on, and definitely an incredibly important asset to the town that needs to stay open.
Yeah, Merch has been having a rough time lately. Their cricket field got torn up by someone doing burnouts the other day, the aged care stuff. Like, come on, give Merch a break.
I know, exactly right. And I'll tell you who else needs a break. The Numurka Caltex store owners, they have had a wild week.
Now, this isn't the AFL thing, the ATM thing, sorry. Sorry, my brain's
acronym. Yeah. AFL, ATM, it certainly is desire. It was quite wild. You've probably seen the CCTV. Four offenders wearing plastic suits that look like they're from another planet, speaking on, I guess, aliens and all of that. I know you've got a massive...
Josiah's favourite topic.
I won't get him started.
Are you sure they were human beings and not aliens?
Well, they look like the little thummy creatures out of Spy Kids, if we all remember that movie. Maybe I'm showing my age there. But they used their ute to get this ATM out as a result of not being able to put it on the back of their ute, which, as you can imagine, ATM is quite heavy. Mm. They chained it to the back, decided to drag it along the road. As a result, sparked a grass fire, which, according to the CFA, could have ended in disaster in terms of properties being affected. Luckily, it didn't. But they've escaped, dumped the ute in Barmer, where it's been found burnt out, and have been nowhere to be found ever since. So that's still very much an active crime investigation. So anyone with information, as we know, who to call.
So they got no money out of it?
No money. And the funny thing, well, it wasn't funny, but along the roadside on Golden Valley Highway, the ATM was still there. So there
really?
Were two crime scenes essentially on Tuesday. I went to the Caltex and then they said, oh, just go down the road a bit and the ATM's still there. And sure enough, it was still there.
Did you go and try and crack it open and grab a couple of 50s for yourself?
You know, well, I had about four fierce-looking detectives around me, so I thought, maybe not today.
Lex, you could get away with that. You could get away from them.
Just say, I'm just getting some footage for the news and then pocket a 50.
Some very severe close-ups.
Yeah.
And, you know, nothing to be seen here. So quite an eventful Tuesday in Numurka. But in all seriousness, the owners of the Caltex are now too afraid to come out and speak on camera because they say it's about the third time in a year that store has been targeted.
Not okay. Not okay at all.
Stop it,
thieves. If you're listening, just don't do it.
Well, I'm going to guess they're locals. If they keep going after the one place, they must know it pretty well, Lex. So hopefully the detectives get onto something there.
That's exactly right. And because of its remote location, they say that, you know, maybe there needs to be a closer police response or a 24-hour station that's closer or set up closer, maybe in Cobram, because there's one in Shep but not one in Cobram at the moment.
Yeah,
true. All right, Lexi, will you stay safe? You have a good weekend.
Thank you
for joining us yet again this morning.
You too, buddies. Enjoy the Friday feel.
Yeah, we will.
We will. Thanks, Lex.
You can catch Lexi on Channel 9 News Border North East tonight from 6 o'clock.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.